Hi guys, welcome to a new episode of In Other Words with Danielle and Zara.
So this is a podcast where we talk about a wide variety of different subjects, from immigration to ignorance. So in other words, we talk about all the things.
All the things.
Cool. Nice. Hello, Danielle. Welcome to the podcast that you host.
Thank you.
So I have a local brand for you today.
I'm so excited to hear about it. Please tell me.
So this is run by my friend / my employee. I'm her boss and I'm the worst boss. So she has a Christian clothing line, but she sent me a nice little blurb that I want to read to you. Are you ready?
Cool. Yes.
Okay. So Uphold Apparel is a Christian clothing brand started with the end goal of reaching the unreached through beautiful clothing and using the majority of our profits for supporting NPOs and essentially just doing good. We have a website, www.upholdapparel.co.za, where you can find out more about ordering. We also have an Instagram page, at Uphold Apparel. PSR is the best. The end.
Nice.
Yes.
That sounds very cool. I'm definitely keen to check it out.
It is. I've seen the stuff in person. I've touched it. I've felt it. So I can confirm that it is good quality. And if it's not, then you can tell Iona's boss and I will fire her.
Sounds like a good plan.
Yes. But no, Zara, it's really awesome.
I just want to know.
Yes.
So how are you this week, Zara?
Me.
You living well? Living the dream?
I'm living the dream. I am, well, if at any point during this episode I sound a bit weird, it's because I've like low-key been losing my voice, but also not. I don't know. It's weird. Anyways.
It's very strange.
I am well. I'm not unwell. But I don't know. I've had a very emotional weekend. I cried this weekend. I don't know why.
Just a lot or just one time?
I don't know. I think like twice.
Yes, okay, that's not too bad. But one, like, for every day of the weekend.
But like I accidentally knocked a glass over and like the glass shattered everywhere. And then Sean was busy like sweeping it up and like he like put his hand on the ground and there was a little shard of glass. And he was like, "Ow!" And I got such a fright and I literally just burst out crying.
Shame, dude.
So, but it is well with my soul, you know?
Yeah. Yes. Some days are just like that.
Yes.
It's okay.
It is what it is.
It is what it is.
But how are you, Danielle?
No, I'm well, thank you. I feel like I do the same thing every day, so I don't actually have much to add, but everything is all right, thank you.
I am so glad.
Better? I didn't cry this weekend, I don't think.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Don't worry, I cried enough for us both.
I don't think so. Yeah. It's okay. I wasn't having one of those days.
I'm sure
I will soon.
I'm so sorry.
Thank you.
Cool.
Zara, do you want to tell us what we're talking about today? I beat you though, so you have to tell.
Fine. So, we are going to be telling everyone about the 22 lessons that we learned in 2022.
Ooh.
How original.
How original. And also, it is very late in the year to do this, we understand. But it's still in the first half of the year, so...
It's okay. First quarter. It's still March, okay?
First quarter, sorry.
And also, these lessons are important lessons for all the years that you live. So
exactly.
It doesn't matter that it's only coming now, okay?
Yeah.
We've had a busy start to the year and
we
wanted to just be so intentional about thinking about these things, you know?
So intentional. We did want to record this in January, but then I don't know, everything was working against us basically.
For real though. And then Danielle decided she wanted to live in Italy for 2 weeks and it was just too much.
It was great. But I couldn't record a podcast there, unfortunately.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, since you made me introduce the topic, surely you are going to start.
So the first one is just go for it. The worst someone can say is no.
Amen.
And obviously, Thank you. Obviously, this is not applicable in all situations. Like, if you are being robbed, I guess, the worst someone can say is not no. Yes, but I think in a lot of situations. And I say this because, I don't know, I'm quite proud of myself. And this is, I feel like I said yes to a lot of things last year. So just, for example, with my trip to Italy, that was through the Stellenbosch University International, I don't know what they are, department or whatever. And they basically help students to go on exchanges and things like that. And I saw an advert for their like winter or summer school partner program. And I was like, yeah, that sounds cool. And I looked at application and I was like, ugh. Who knows, like, what are the chances?
Yeah.
Like, maybe I won't apply. It sounds like a mission because you also had to make a video and all that.
Oh, I remember.
I just applied.
You were still like, Zora, what are my strengths and weaknesses?
Exactly. And then I applied and I got it. And, yeah, it's cool. Like, when opportunities present themselves, you might as well just try, because the worst someone can say to you is no.
I think we fear embarrassment way too much.
Like, if
you want to go on a date with someone, just ask them. If they say no, you might feel embarrassed, but that embarrassment will last a week and you'll be over it.
What if they say yes? Exactly. That's always the thing.
Yes. Fantastic. Okay, so number two is...
Yes.
That long distance can actually work.
Wow. Mind blowing.
Amazing. So I actually was very vocal about the fact that I would never do a long distance relationship. Like when I was single, I was always like, I could never do long distance. I'm way too needy. I'm actually not as needy as I thought I was. Don't ask Shawnee's opinion on that though. So, yeah, I just realized I always thought like it's just so not healthy for a couple, and it's you need to be in the same place in order to like maintain a healthy relationship. But something that I learned is just like if you just put in the work and you're intentional, like it can work. And communication, like everyone's like, oh, communication is key and you need to have communication to have a good relationship. And it is so true.
It's true.
And long distance teaches you that like nothing else ever will, because you just have no other way of like, you know, you can't just like kiss and make up really. It's like, no, we're going to talk this through.
Yeah.
If the dog's barking, just embrace it. So yeah, I think honestly, if every couple just did long distance for 3 months, it wouldn't be a bad thing, because then you learn like to communicate
if you're actually like the person.
Yes And I just I think it made me realize that like my current relationship, there's like a really good friendship and trust that's there. And so I don't know, I kind of just have this opinion of if we could do that, we can do many things. Yes. 100%. And if we ever break up, I will still stand by what I've just said. So yes, long distance can work, y'all.
Sounds like a plan.
But it's not fun.
Yeah.
And it is now over. And
so it was difficult.
I'm on the other side of it. Yeah, it's not easy at all. Don't get me wrong. But if you're solid friends with a person and you communicate, you can actually do it and assume the best.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Mm-hmm. When Sean wasn't replying to my messages, pretty good lesson. I knew he was playing games. So it was like... At least I know what he's doing. It's fine.
Exactly. You got to know the person.
Exactly.
Yeah. And I mean, you guys had a very strong friendship before you even started dating.
Yes, we were besties.
But it's just, it's just so ironic that basically the whole time you're like, oh, I'm fine being single. And then just before you decided to move away to KZN, you had to get into a relationship.
I just had to.
Come on. You just had to. There's some extra drama for fun.
That's 100% recommend that. Like if you're planning on moving, make sure start dating someone ASAP.
Exactly. Just thank you for that, Zara.
Extra difficulty in life.
Yeah. It's for the vibes, for the story. Exactly. For the plot,
Cool.
Okay.
What's
my next one? And this is kind of an obvious one, but it is important, and it is that consistency is always key.
Yes,
as someone who is writing her master's thesis, you just have to be consistent.
Yeah.
And listen, I still struggle with that, but it was a giant theme of last year, I think.
Yeah.
Because I'm very used to, and I still do this, I'm used to sort of leaving things to the last minute, yes, and then sort of just giving everything. All That's in. How I work, and I've always done really well that way.
Yes.
And yeah, I obviously realized that for a master's thesis, you can't do that. And you just got to take it little by little. Yeah. And I have really done that because I'm working so freaking slowly.
No, but it's...
We're going there.
It's how you do... It applies to kind of many things, you know?
Yeah.
Like, if you want something to be sustainable, consistency is better than perfection.
Yeah. Exactly. Always. You got to find a good routine. Yeah. And that's... it's definitely something I'm still working on. Some weeks I'm really like solid with a good routine and consistency. Other weeks I'm like, what the heck did I do?
And I don't know. Why am I here?
But it's okay. Exactly. Yes. We move.
We do. To KZN. Okay.
No.
Number four.
Four.
Is that obedience brings peace. And... this specifically, I mean, just obedience to the Lord, because being far away from home is not easy, you know. And there have been so many days where I'm just like, Lord, why would you take me away from Cape Town, the promised land, the land of milk and honey, to send me to here? Yeah, it's just like there are times in ministry where it's just really hard and you're like, am I even making a difference? Why am I here? And I think just knowing that God has called me here, like it was just so clear that this is where I needed to be.
Yeah.
Like there was no, despite struggling, I didn't have a moment of, oh my gosh, did I do the right thing? I made a big mistake. Like I didn't have that. I had so much peace about the fact that, you know, I'm walking in the way of the Lord and like, you know, he has got a very specific plan. Yeah. And so, yeah, sometimes doing the hard thing is the right thing. That's a song lyric from something. Oh, from To Break in a Glove from Dear Evan Hansen. You're welcome.
Yes. I was like, I know, that sounds familiar.
Yes.
But I was also thinking of Do the Next Right Thing from Frozen 2.
I haven't seen Frozen 2.
That's disappointing.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. Okay, my next one, number five, is, I guess, that's kind of similar, but also not really. And that is that you need to own your decisions and take accountability for your decisions. Because it is sort of empowering when you realize that what you're doing is what you chose to do. And obviously, like, some things are difficult. But, for example, once you realize... like, okay, I'm going to go back to my master's thesis because that is my struggle at the moment. But once I realize, like, okay, it is tough and I am complaining about it, but I chose to do this.
Yeah.
Like, I literally applied and I chose to do it.
Yeah.
And it's okay. We're going to get through it. It's like, you have to think of, I guess, the end result in that way.
Yeah.
But yeah, it can apply to so many things. I mean, even with your move, I mean, you obviously had, like, you knew that God...
wanted
you to go there, but you also like
chose to
follow him.
Yeah, I think it can, you know? Like, even in a relationship, like if you're in a really good relationship, on the hard days you can remember, oh no, I chose this. But even if you're in a really bad one, it's like, oh no, you chose this. You can't really blame anyone else, but you can also choose to walk away, kind of thing. Like, there's a lot of power, empowerment in choice. Look at you. Precisely. Being so clever.
Thank you. Yeah, that was my fifth point.
Cool. Okay. Number six. I have learned and am learning and will continue to learn how to manage money.
Yay. So, we love that.
Yes, I'm certainly no pro. But I think the reason why I said it's a lesson from 2022 is what I knew before last year versus what I know now is miles different. And I think the first thing that has been a lesson to me is you need to always be aware of your money, but not be consumed by your money. Because I think a lot of people have this idea of don't be consumed by money. In other words, don't like work so hard because it's all about the money and the material things. For me, it was the other side where I'm like, don't let myself constantly be worried about money.
Yeah.
Don't let like every decision I make be determined by like this fear of not having. Because actually I am okay and I've been okay and I know I will be okay, you know. And another thing is you have to make peace with spending money on the unexpected. Like
you're told
to save for a rainy day and you're resentful when the rainy day comes. But that's what it's for.
That sucks.
You know, so like just in terms of like my car, you know, like having to buy a new car and these things come up. And even like in the beginning of the year, I planned a budget and like I was like, okay, this is how much I'm paying for groceries, this is how much I'm paying for rent. But then there's like added things like when my geyser runs out of gas or, you know, like washing powder, I have to keep on replacing it. Like, what the heck? Why doesn't the machine just wash my clothes?
So annoying. I agree.
And even like insurance, like I'm like, oh, when you are under the age of 26, insurance is higher. And that's something you just have to make peace with. So you you learn all of these things. But what I have learned is that I just need to be a good steward of everything God puts in my hand. And to remember that, like, money is really not the end. The end all and be all. Is that the saying?
And so I'm
just learning not to resent the fact that I don't earn as much as I'd like to, as well as not to live in a scarcity mindset, you know, and I think
but have the abundance mindset.
Well, even that, I think it's just I'm learning to manage money well, but also to be content.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's a good thing.
Yes.
100%.
Because I think, go ahead.
Yeah. I was going to say, like, I don't know last year if you were earning enough to be able to answer this question.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, finding a balance between, like, spending money on the necessities versus spending money on things that you wanted. Like, not necessity, but, like, you know, it'll spoil yourself. It'll treat yourself here and there. Did you find that balance?
I've been bad with the treat yourself. In fact, like, when Sean would come and visit and he hates like all brands, so he'd be like, okay, let's buy Cocoa Pops, and I'm like, do you know how expensive Cocoa Pops is?
Expensive.
We will not eat Cocoa Pops. You will eat cardboard.
Oh, no.
I don't care. But no, I think it's been learning choosing what you're and accepting that those are your luxuries. So for me, I think a lot of people actually don't have basil pesto in their fridge because it is so expensive. I always do. It's just something that I'm like, I want basil pesto and
you love it.
Yes. And so that's the one thing where it's like, do I need it? No. But I would like it. It makes me happy. And that means I can have a snack wedge and it's actually gourmet because I put basil pesto on it. So yes.
Gourmet.
But it's definitely something I still need to learn. Yes. I bought books that I didn't need.
Oh, love.
But wanted.
Oh yeah, I bought a book today.
Yay.
Yes. Okay. My next one. It is that social media should not be taken so seriously. Now listen. I have had that mindset, I think, for a while, but last year especially, like, you sort of realize that who cares, like, social media will not last forever, and also people take social media way too seriously.
Mm.
They take what people say on social media way too seriously.
Yeah.
Obviously,
I think we really went through a phase. You and I went through a phase like during the lockdown period where we would just be angry every day. Yeah, angry every day about something.
There's nothing else to do.
This is true. But for sure.
And another thing is also just with social media is that people literally just make stuff up.
Oh, gosh.
So, like, for real, I've seen people just make the wildest claims. And I'm like, where? When? And, like, I'm not, this isn't even, like, fake news or whatever. It's literally just people saying stuff for fun to get views. So, just don't take it so seriously. Yeah. Like, do what makes you happy. And, like, just be nice, you know? Like, I firmly believe that social media should be like a fun little thing that you do on the side. Like, it doesn't 100%. Need to. Obviously, people make money.
I was
going to
say, except the influencers.
Yeah. For us normal people, like.
Normal people.
Just chill saying, out.
You're saying influencers aren't normal?
Yes. Abnormal. No, I'm kidding.
I get you. I get you.
Yes.
That's a good lesson to learn. You become a lot nicer and less angry of a person, I think, if you reach that realization. Okay.
I also think so. Hey.
So my lesson number 8. Is that false?
I believe you.
I think it's
true.
All right.
I think it's true. Yeah.
Thank you. So it is, I can and I must make decisions.
Ooh.
So as a former or recovering indecisive people pleaser,
mm-hmm.
I have learned that boundaries are very important, and
mm-hmm.
at the end of the day, you can ask a million people and get a million different answers, but what matters is the decision that you make, and you have to make it. So, for example, like, growing up, I could not buy something without, like, sending someone a picture or saying, like, oh, mom, should I buy this? And I'm like, oh, no, I'm an adult now. Like,
mm-hmm.
I can leave. I can buy what I want. Yeah. Another thing is, like, going to places or going to events, I'm at the point where if I'm ready to say goodbye, it's been a good time, I'm allowed to do that.
Absolutely.
I don't have to stay because I feel guilty. There's no one like...
Exactly.
I'm not like waiting for mom and dad to like leave the party before I can.
Yeah.
It's my decision. And even with ministry, like I worked with like at DBC, shout out, for 2 years, and so I had a lot of responsibility, but I couldn't do anything without getting permission, getting it cleared. Whereas now, like, I have been told, Zara, this is your budget, this is your ministry, you make the decisions.
Sure.
You know, you don't have to ask permission. And yeah, it's been very cool, but also like difficult, but cool to realize, like, I can actually make my decisions. I must make my decisions. Yes. And thankfully, I have a boss who often says it's easier to ask for forgiveness than permission. So he definitely lets me run rampant.
Nice one.
And we love that.
Yeah. And, like, it's all about learning as well as you go. Yeah. Like,
you grow.
Was this a good decision? Yes or no?
As you go.
As you go. Absolutely. Yeah, cute. That's
valuable.
Yeah, definitely a very good lesson. Very freeing mindset as well, yes. Once you realize that you can. Yeah.
Go ahead.
Okay, my next one, number 9.
Yes. Counting.
Okay. This one's also like an obvious one, but it needs to be said. Yes. And it is that you can't control other people's actions. You only control your reactions.
Ooh.
So, I mean, it kind of goes without saying. Often, I don't know, I feel like we often feel a need to sort of change people's minds about things, or like someone will do something and it's like, how could they do that? It's so blah, 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 blah. Yeah. You know? But you know what? Everyone is sort of acting in their own little... in their own little space.
Yeah.
And the only thing you can do when you're with other people is control how you're going to act and react with them. Where's that? I was just thinking of, I think, a scene from Friends. But it's got nothing to do with it. It just reminded me of that.
That's okay. Yesterday, someone introduced themselves to me with their, like, gave me a handshake and introduced himself, like, name and surname. And the first thing I thought of was, like, Vance from, like, Vance Refrigeration. That's the first thing I thought. Yes.
Bob Vance, Vance Refrigeration.
Exactly. It's just the, these sitcoms live in our minds. And that's okay.
Rent free. Yeah.
Indeed.
It's okay.
Okay. Number 10.
Ooh.
Put yourself out there, even though finding community is hard.
Mm.
So I'm still learning this. I'm getting better. I will say having Sean here, it makes it easier because I have like a sidekick to like go to things with. Yes. And I spoke about this a little bit in the previous episode when it comes to making friends, but I've just had to learn to say yes to things, you know,
like 100%.
Sometimes I'm like, I really don't want to go, but then I end up really enjoying it and I'm glad I went. So yeah, just putting myself out there and finding a balance between alone time and people time, because even though it seems like I'm a people person, like I am so happy being by myself. It is sometimes unhealthy. So, I'm just like learning the balance between those things.
Yeah. Cool. That's really good. Especially when you're living alone. Like, you got to do that.
It's easy to become a hermit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And my one, my next one is basically that. It's connections are everything. Don't isolate yourself.
Oh, my goodness. And
This applies to everything, obviously, like with making friends, like a community is everything, but also, and this is something that sort of hit me last year, is that just in terms of finding a job, like having connections is everything. And I used to think like, oh, but like your hard work will get you there, and it does.
You need to
work hard, you need to have those things as well, but knowing people, being able to say
that's how I got my job.
Yeah, I know this person. Exactly.
That's how Sean got his job.
You have to do it.
It's very different. I don't know if it's like just like this now and it wasn't before, but like going and looking for jobs online, it's really not as fruitful as you'd think.
No.
You know, it really is about who you know.
Yeah. And I guess everyone should get LinkedIn. I'm kidding. It's the worst app ever. But for making connections, it is kind of important, unfortunately.
Yes.
But yeah, like I really realized that last year with my internship and everything. And yeah, that honestly really helped me to make a lot of connections like in the sort of field that I would like to work in the future. Yeah,
for sure.
And then also like the job that I'm in training for now, that was something through my supervisor. So it's like you just have to keep in contact with people, like put yourself out there as well.
Yeah.
You can do it.
Good job, Danielle.
Yeah. Thank you.
Cool. Okay, so number 12 is that I have learned that teenagers are flaky. And now for all of my teens, who I love so much, don't be offended by what I'm going to say, but I've realized that I don't know if it's the fact that school's really busy or you haven't learned the value of like following through yet. And I probably was like this as well. So, you know, but I've realized like it is hard for a teenager to commit to something. And I know it's a generalization, but just because of the fact that I've been around, I'm always around teenagers. It is like very hard to get them to say, okay, I'm going to do this. And then do yes. Or like, listen, I can't get a teenager to RSVP to a thing. I need to message people.
Such a mission.
Individually. I need to phone them and like remind them. Oh my gosh. By the way, this is happening. Remember? Like, you know?
Shame.
So, yeah, I've just realized that, teenagers are flaky, but I have lots of grace now. More grace than I had before.
Mm.
And
good.
Yes.
That's a good lesson.
They're really not as dramatic as they seem, actually, I promise.
Mm. Cool. What number is this now, Zara?
We are 13. Yes.
Cool. Number 13 is that intentional rest is very important and is very different to procrastinating or just being lazy.
Oh my gosh. This is so true. This is so true.
It's so true. So I always find like there'll be some days where I'm just really not getting into my work and I'm like, ugh, like maybe I'll just not do work or like, yes. Oh, I'll do work later. And I end up doing nothing the whole day basically.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, I'm exhausted because I haven't actually like decided that I'm going to take this day and I'm going to rest.
100%.
And if you carry on doing what I was doing, you just end up feeling so burnt out and have nothing to show for it basically.
Yes.
And intentional rest like helps you to work more efficiently. It also just helps you to feel better.
Mm-hmm.
Like, no, 100% recommend just doing that.
It is so important. Like Mondays are my days off. And on the days where I sleep in and get ready super late and I'm just like bleh, I feel gross at the end of the day.
Whereas same here.
On the Mondays where I sleep in, obviously later than I would, but I've kind of planned my day. And by plan my day, I mean I'm going to do a crossword. I'm going to give myself this many hours to do this. You know, I'm going to go outside so that I'm not like, so I see the sunlight sort of thing.
100%, yeah.
You know, and it's like there's nothing wrong with watching Netflix, but it's like in your mind, you have to say, I'm going to watch an episode of something now to relax myself. Not, oh, I don't feel like doing this. Let me switch on the TV. And then 100 episodes later, it's like, oh, I feel gross.
Yeah. And you're actually just distracting yourself. You're not actually helping your brain relax. Exactly. Yeah. That was a very important lesson.
Yes.
I think for everyone to learn.
Indeed. Okay. As you can hear,
my
voice is dying out, which is not helpful when you have a podcast. However, my very kind assistant boyfriend is going to go and get me some water while I discuss the next point.
Wow. Ugh, what a gentleman.
What a gentleman. My bottle is in my hand and I'm going to pass it to him now. Alrighty. I hope you enjoyed that little story. So...
Yes, narrative.
I don't hate KZN, okay? But...
We know.
I have realized in 2022 that things in Cape Town work. They really work.
They do.
I didn't realize. I didn't appreciate it. I took it for granted. Like streetlights.
You don't know what you have till it's gone.
I really didn't realize that, like... They are just places with no streetlights. Or that's like streetlights that are props for the vibes.
So good for the vibes.
And like potholes, craters. Oh. I'm like, I realized I took for granted just a road, a tarred road that's comfortable to drive on. And like everything closes so early. Where I live in Hilton. So if I want to get to the Clicks, for example, the Clicks close to me, I need to leave work early because it closes at 5.
5?
Yes.
That is like, very early.
Like the other day, I was trying to figure out where to go for coffee and I'm like, oh no, I have to, if I want to go for coffee like later on, like I have to go to like a full on restaurant because the coffee shops close early. Like there's my favorite coffee shop.
Bleak.
In Hilton, they close at 3 every day. They're not open on a Sunday and a Monday. And on a Saturday, they close at 12.
On a Saturday?
Yes.
That is quite wild to me. Oh, well, good for them. They're setting boundaries, you know.
Yes, good for them. There's just those things.
Rough,
and even like everyone complains about load shedding, but... At least when you live in Cape Town, you know when your electricity is going out.
Yeah.
That is not the case here.
No.
Like, my power could go out 2 seconds from now and be out for 17 hours.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's okay. One of my favorite memories is listening to Harry's house in the darkness in case it ends.
It was
we did not know vibe. When the lights were going to come back on.
It was a vibe.
It was.
Yes.
Okay. Number 15, I think.
Probably. No. No.
No.
Yes. Yes.
Are you sure?
It is 15. I was joking.
Thank you. Thank you. Okay. This one is that I need to find time to do things that I actually enjoy / hobbies that I actually enjoy. Mm-hmm. Because when I'm feeling like super lazy, wow, I've sounded really South African there. When I'm feeling like super lazy.
Super lazy.
yeah, when I am feeling lazy, it is really easy for me just in my breaks or yeah, whatever breaks I give myself to sort of just sit and scroll on social media mm-hmm. or watch TV, which, and like, let's, I guess those are kind of hobbies of mine, but they're not fun
yes.
in the long run. but yeah, when I actually find time to play the piano or read,
I was about to say whatever, a piano.
I feel so much more fulfilled. Yes, I feel so much more fulfilled. And I really have felt in the past year that I need to just find something to do. Mm-hmm. And I actually really want to learn to crochet.
Mm.
And I've been saying that for ages, but I really do. I think that would be fun.
That would be fun.
Mm, thank you. Thank you for the validation.
You're welcome. That's what I want. Okay, are you okay still listening to my voice like this? Or do you think people will switch off?
Yeah, it sounds so sexy and raspy. Ooh. Don't worry.
Very sexy. Okay, yes. So number 16. And this
number 16.
I can give credit to my landlady and mentor, Ali, because she taught me this and it was nice. A game changer. Is that God's calendar looks different to Zara's calendar.
A snap.
So like something she said as we were reaching the end of last year, was I was like, oh, like January, this isn't going to be sorted. That isn't going to be sorted. And she's like, Zara, it's just the end of one year and the start of another. Like nothing is changing drastically. And like God can do something miraculous in February. It doesn't have to be January. Like, you know.
Absolutely.
And she was just saying how we just put so much pressure on like our what we perceive a good time frame of something is. When in actual fact, like time is a very man-made thing.
It doesn't exist.
It doesn't. Yeah. We have constructed
it's an illusion.
We have constructed it so we can manage, and I think it's very helpful.
Yes.
But yeah, like God is gonna do what he wants to do when he's going to do it. So don't put so much pressure on, you know. It's like we feel the need, like if I want to do something, for example, read a book in a month and it's the first of the next month and I haven't finished it, I feel so gross. Whereas I'm like, oh no, I can take 2 days of this month, like the next month, like to finish
absolutely.
The book. It's like I haven't failed. So yeah, I think we just put too much pressure on like the first of the month to the end of the month.
100%.
So,
but also with just like ages, you know, people think, oh,
yeah.
Like by the end, when I'm 26, I would like to have these degrees and I'd like to be married by then. And it's like,
you better be married
age,
by then.
You know, ages.
Just saying.
We'll see. yeah, or even just like when people get older and maybe they want to finish their education or pick up a new hobby and they think, oh, I'm too old. Like,
no. Like it's going back to Friends, when Rachel turns 30,
yes.
and it's this devastating thing. It's like 29 and 30.
It's just 30.
It's not.
There's no difference.
Yeah, it's not that big of a deal.
No.
Yes.
Anyway, something to consider.
I agree.
Okay. My next one, number 17. 17?
Yes.
I feel like I can't count.
Me neither, but it is 17. Anyway.
Yes, and I think you said this almost verbatim at the beginning, but it's that just because something is hard doesn't mean that it's bad. Ooh, your camera's doing such fun things
yes.
right now.
This is true. It is a party. Just because something is hard doesn't mean that it's bad.
Yes. Yeah, you said something similar, but I can't remember what exactly you said.
Because purity culture says differently.
Oh, okay. so true. And yeah, I think this just goes back to your decisions, like taking accountability for your decisions and everything. Mm-hmm. But just because you face struggles in something, just because you face challenges in something, doesn't mean that it's not the right path for you.
Yeah.
And not everything is going to be easy.
No.
And yeah, people can do hard things and so can you. So don't worry.
Thank you. Yeah, one of my favorite lyrics is from the phrase song Ungodly Hour. And it says, the best way out is through. You know, it's like looking for a way like out of a situation. Sometimes you just have to like move through it, just like push through it, you know.
Mm.
Yeah.
100%.
So yes, amen.
Thank you.
Okay. Then number 18 is that life can and should be average. And I know that sounds weird, but I think that...
I like that.
Thank you. Should I trademark that?
yes.
Thank you. Because I think that we want life to always just be amazing. And like even the Bible speaks about how like there's a season for everything, you know. And I think we set unrealistic expectations of our lives, for our lives,
for
our days, you know. Mm. And it's like, you know, it's not always going to be good. But on the other hand, it's like we also, some of us live in dread. It's like we're waiting for the other shoe to drop, you know. I'm just waiting for the day that like... they tell me I'm going to be fired, or I'm waiting for the day that I'm going to be broken up with, or like, oh no, like things are going suspiciously well. I'm waiting for the train wreck.
Oh, yeah.
And so you kind of live in that like weird fear. And it's like, no, actually life can be neither amazing nor terrible, and like ride the wave and enjoy it.
Absolutely.
So yeah, that's what I...
And yeah.
I've really learned.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I really do agree with that. And I think the older you get, the more you appreciate... I act as if we're very old.
Oh, so but old.
It's, I think the more years you acquire, the more you realize that a simple life is a good life.
Amen.
And I don't know, I think especially now, the more and more people like I talk to about this, it's like you realize that so many people just have this desire to live simply, to... I don't know, maybe it's just the people I surround myself with, but I don't know. A lot of people just want to sort of get a cottage somewhere and chill 100%. And have some goats and 100%. Ponies and stuff.
I think that Sean wants the same thing, and I know that that's very much you, and I think I have a type.
I think so.
I do. Well,
you do. We know that.
I do.
Yeah.
No, that's okay, I agree. Simplicity is a very good thing.
It's a good vibe. Good vibes all around.
Yeah? Amen.
Okay. Number 19.
Yes.
Is that exercise is so important, and it is so much more than aesthetics.
Ugh.
Because it is good for your mental health. It is good for everything. And also just functionality.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, I'm still like this sometimes, and I've really tried to sort of break myself out of it. It's, you know, if I look at myself in the mirror and I'm like, ugh, I don't really like how I'm looking at right now, I should maybe do some exercise. But that doesn't actually help anyone because I just feel like unhappy with myself, and then I resent exercise because I'm like, well, it's not actually getting me the results that I want, you know, the aesthetic results. But I forget, like, oh, it's making me feel so happy.
Yeah.
Like, it's actually so annoying sometimes when you realize that everything the health people have been saying is right. Like, getting good sleep, eating well, getting exercise. Like, it actually does help you feel good.
It's like when you get out of your really angry teenage years and you're like, oh, what mom and dad said wasn't actually that wrong.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like, that's, I highly recommend. And obviously I've said this so many times, but exercise doesn't need to be going to the gym Like, it can be just move, like just moving your body, going for a walk, whatever. And one thing that I really highly recommend, and I think to everyone, is try Pilates. You can find some really good videos on YouTube. I follow Move with Nicole. Ooh. I think she is a certified Pilates instructor.
I'm actually going to try it, Danielle. Genuinely. Hold me to it.
Yeah. Good, good. It is, I find it really enjoyable. It is difficult because, I don't know, I think with our sedentary lifestyles and also just with sitting a lot, we have lost a lot of our core strength just in general.
I have no core strength.
And Pilates, yeah, Pilates is good for you then. Pilates really helps just with your stabilizing muscles. So your core, obviously, glutes, all those kinds of things.
Okay.
And yeah, I really do recommend, and I know like my physio also highly recommends it. So it's not just like a fun little thing. It really does help, and it assists you with other exercises as well. Like if you have a good core, you can, like, you prevent like a lot of injuries to your back and all those kinds of things. And yeah, definitely I've felt such an improvement doing it. So yeah, not sponsored, by the way. Not sponsored by Big Pilates.
That was funny.
Yeah.
Okay. We're almost at the end. And my voice is almost at its end. Okay.
Oh, you're doing such a good job.
Thank you. Number 20 is be faithful with what I have. So it's basically just this idea of contentment. And it's something I still struggle with, like today on the 20th of March. But I'm learning it, and last year had a lot to do with that. Is like, it's good to dream. I think it's important to dream. But like, there's seasons. So like, just be content, and whatever is in your hands, use it well. So my boss said to me, he's like, all pastors need a garden. And I was like, okay, that's very random.
I love that.
And I was like, he's like, because you need to see fruit. Because you won't see it sometimes in your ministry. And it'll break your heart. Sad. And you will feel discouraged often. And like, at the end of the day, things take time. And so, you know, it's like, I'd love for my youth group to be so much bigger than it is. But it's like, oh no, God handpicked the people that are coming right now, and this 100%. Is an important time for both them and for me. And so just don't stress too much about the next season. Just be faithful. Just take one day at a time. Just like, try and find contentment in it. And it's difficult. I can be very impatient sometimes.
Yeah, it's a really good lesson. And my last one, number 21. I don't know, it's going to sound kind of weird.
My last one is also going to sound weird. Don't worry.
Yeah. It's sometimes, I don't know how else to, I actually could not think how else to phrase this, but sometimes mental breakdowns are indicative that you're not, that you need to change things in your life. And like,
what
I mean, okay. So often I find like, when I'm feeling really upset, or like when I have been feeling really down a lot, and I'm like, oh, it's just how I am. And I'm like, wait, what if I'm just unhappy with the way I'm doing things?
Wow.
What if I can just make a few changes?
To be honest,
and I'll feel a little bit better.
You need to say that to people in toxic relationships.
Oh. Dang.
When you have a meltdown, ridiculous fight.
Yeah.
You can say,
like, maybe that's not the best.
You can say relationships are hard, because they are. But maybe your relationship is not good. I don't know. Sorry, I just thought of that.
Exactly.
But you carry on with your point.
Yes. Well, that is basically my point. It's like, and so because I have, I think in the past year, just felt really, like some days it's just really hard, and I'm like feeling really upset, and I wouldn't necessarily say that I'm always having these meltdowns or mental breakdowns or things like that. Like I said, I don't know how else to phrase it.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, then I sort of realize now, also when I chat to Devin, he's like, well, this is just a sign that you're not happy with the things that you're doing, and it actually could encourage you to make changes.
Devin having wisdom.
So that you will hopefully stop doing that. He is so wise.
Wow.
You have to be if you want to be an accountant, of course.
Of course.
Yeah, that's my last lesson.
Yeah, that's so good. Sorry to add something.
That's okay.
Is yesterday we were speaking in church about how, like, thanking the Lord for pain and what a strange concept it is. And this guy who's a doctor, he came up and he said the people with leprosy have an inability to feel pain. And so it's very easy for them to, like, break bones and stuff like that.
Sure.
Whereas us, obviously, we don't want to get hurt, but the fact that we can touch a stove and recognize that it's hot and it's not good for us and we have to take it away, it's like that pain, those pain senses in our brain are an indicator that this is not right. And so
how thankful
we can be that we actually have the ability to feel pain and recognize something's up. So
100%. That's a good addition. Interesting. Good job.
Thank you. Okay, my last one is that I need hugs.
Oh, yes you do.
Like, I genuinely sometimes last year would just sit and, like, have this, like, deep within me, like, a craving for a hug, because, like, I'm not huggy close to the people around me.
Yeah.
I just thought about, like, whenever I went to work when I was still in Cape Town, like, Carrie Ann and Bridget were there in my last couple of years, or my last year of working there. And they always, like, had hugs, like, to give, you know. And it's like, like, Sean's hugs are the best. And it's like, you know, and even, like, you're not a touchy person. But you go out of your way to hug me because you know that I like hugs. And so that, like, means so much to me. And so just not having that has been...
It's sad.
So awful. So I've realized that I need hugs. I need to go and find people to hug. Not in a weird 100%. Harassment way. But I realize I need hugs and that's okay. I'm not dumb.
Yeah. You got to recognize your needs.
Exactly. Anyways, thank you guys for listening. I hope that this was actually like helpful. If you want to share your lessons with us, that would be so nice.
Please do.
We actually want to learn. We joke about knowing everything, but we really don't.
Yes. And we know most things though, so don't worry.
Yes. Yes. Don't you worry, child.
Don't you worry, child.
Yes. I used to think that song that says, "Don't you worry, child, heaven's got a plan for you." I used to think that it said, "Seattle's got a plan for you." Go listen to it. I mean, go listen to it and you'll hear it, okay? Anyways, everyone.
I do hear it.
Thank you.
In my head, yeah.
Thank you. Okay. Well, guys, you know that sharing is caring.
Sharing is caring.
In other words...
In other words,
what should they do, Danielle?
Share this with all of your friends and everyone you have ever met and will ever meet ever.
Amen. Okay, guys. We'll catch you in our next episode.